Okay, so just think of the color green, or look at something that's green. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Well, some may say nature, plants, and trees. But another thing, a universal symbol that green stands for, is go. Green means go, and it's especially seen in these things.
Traffic lights!
Yes, traffic lights. Green means go on traffic lights around the world. And there are other things like red means stop and yellow means slow down. But why are these specific colors associated with these specific symbols and things like go and stop and slow down? And why does green, specifically green, mean go? Well, in this episode, I'm taking behind the science of color psychology and the visible light spectrum and explain why these colors mean certain things and the science and history behind it. Let's get right into it. Let's go. As a matter of fact, green didn't always mean go. In the early 18 and 1900s, when trains were used and these kind of lights were used to signal trains to slow down, stop, or keep going, in fact, green was not go. Back then, green actually meant proceed with caution or slow down. Red meant stop, and actually a white light meant go. But after a few accidents and confusion of all these lights, people started to adopt green as the color in traffic lights and train signals as go. And the reason is actually very, very interesting. And for that, we have to look at the visible light spectrum. The visible light spectrum is all the colors of the rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And it's ordered by wavelength. Red having the longest wavelength and violet having the shortest wavelength. And since red has the longest wavelength, it means it can be seen far away and without obstruction. That's why red is often associated with warning signs and stop signs and red lights in traffic lights. That's also why fire trucks and sirens are red, because you can see that from very far away. And if you've noticed, all the things that you have to react to for stopping or using caution are always red, because it's such a striking color that humans can pick up on. Even your blood is red, which is kind of like interesting because of the biology of your body. And since red is also blood is also red, which is pretty interesting. Now, since red has a long wavelength, it's able to be seen from far away and even through fog and haze and smoke. And that's why red is used in stoplights. But what about yellow and green? Where did those come from? Well, if you look at it, the priority of these lights, red meaning stop, is the most important. So people should see that immediately. Yellow is in between red and green on the visible light spectrum, meaning that it has a shorter wavelength, but a longer wavelength than green. So that's why yellow is used as slow down or use caution, because it's kind of in the middle of red and green. Now, green has a shorter wavelength than both yellow and red, and that's why it is used as go, and it's associated with the symbol as go due to all these traffic lights. And since red has the longest wavelength and green has the shortest wavelength in a traffic light, green is more striking and visible, but it's not visible from far away because it's not that, it doesn't have such a high wavelength, but it is still visible and bright and striking for drivers to know it's a go-ahead. And if you realized, green is found in a lot of natural things, and natural things usually have a calming effect, which is why green isn't as striking and as kind of angry, if you want to call it, as red and yellow, because green is easier to see and easier to recognize. And that's why green has become a universal symbol of go. That's why red always means stop and yellow means slow down. It's all of this color psychology that we've developed, and also the science, the wavelengths, everything. And that's all thanks to the traffic light, the modern traffic light. And that's how we got all these colors. These colors weren't just picked out of the random. There's a lot of science that goes behind it, a lot of thought that goes behind it, and that's why the stoplights that you see today at intersections around the world have red, yellow, and green always means go. Now, interestingly, that's not always the case. A good example of that is in Japan. Some places in Japan have the standard green, yellow, red traffic lights, but in some places it's actually blue or a purplish blue color, and then yellow and then red. Now, why does that happen? Well, that's all thanks to culture in Japan. in Japanese culture, the color green is sort of seen as a shade of the color blue. So in order to avoid confusion with other different colors and to establish a certain rule, some of these traffic lights in Japan have blue instead of green because of the culture. And that kind of shows that this color psychology depends on where you're from. And even though green is a universal sign of go, it's not true in all other places. And some of these places have different kind of beliefs and different culture, and that also affects what these different colors mean to different people. For example, purple in the early days actually was associated with royalty because the purple dye was so hard to come by and it was so expensive. So color psychology truly is an amazing field. And these traffic lights are the perfect example of that because it combines science, the wavelengths, and also the psychology and what we humans associate with different things. That's why we say that's a green light. And green light not only literally means the green light that means go, it also means it's good or something is ready to move on to the next step. That's why I say let's give it a green light, which means let's move on with it. And that's because green is such a universal symbol of meaning keep going and positive things, and especially with nature, with it tied into it, it's really positive. And red meaning stop and warning is also used all around the world in like fire trucks, sirens, and these red lights and danger signs, warning signs, all of those. And that's why green means go, red means stop, yellow means slow down. It's all thanks to all this color psychology and the science of color. All right, let's review what we learned in this episode. All right, what did we learn in this episode? This episode, we learned that green means go thanks to color psychology and the visible light spectrum. Red has the longest wavelength on the visible light spectrum, and that's why it's used as a sign of stop. Yellow is sort of in the middle in the visible light spectrum between red and green has the shortest wavelength, and it's used because it's so catchy, and it's also calmer, other than like red, which means stop, and that's like a angry sort of feeling to it. And that's all thanks to the visible light spectrum and the different wavelengths, and also color psychology is what people perceive different colors as, and it can change throughout the world in terms of culture and also how people perceive different things. Example is Japan with its blue stoplights because of the culture instead of green. That's why green is such a universal symbol of go, and that's how traffic lights, these time traffic lights and these modern traffic lights that we see, that's why green is used as go, and yellow is used as slow down, and red is used as stop. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science is produced and hosted by me, Akshay J. Raman. Our themes on the original music are by Chan Ramachandran. Please visit my podcast website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. Do you have a science question you want to answer on a Spectacular Science episode and get a special shout-out? Grab an adult and head over to spectacularsci.com/contact. There you can find a contact form and you can send me your amazing science questions. You can also tag me on Instagram at SpectacularSciPod and submit your questions there. That's at SpectacularSciPod. Thank you so much. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you're listening right now. It really encourages me, and you'll be updated on all the new episodes. So go ahead and subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. Keep thinking about science.